Senate Bill 97, an act to revise the definition of indigent by design for purposes of county poor relief.
Senate Bill 97, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Rounds.
Thank you, Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Senate Bill 97 has to do with the county poor relief bill, which was put into place in 1997. As many of you may recall, when we passed that piece of legislation, we identified as clearly as we could those individuals that would qualify for county poor relief when it came to paying the bill at a local hospital. During that time, it has worked well, with one exception. The definition of who was indigent by design was challenged by an individual who claimed that he was not indigent by design and therefore not eligible for county poor relief because he was not employed. The bill stated that if you were employed and you chose not to get health insurance coverage, that the county wasn't responsible for your bills. You would have to negotiate that with the provider. We had an individual who not only was not employed, but he was self-employed. And he said that since he was self-employed, the bill did not apply. It just so happens that a judge agreed with him. So the counties came back and they said, look, it was not our intent to allow an individual who was self-employed to get coverage under the existing law for a county poor relief just because they had opted not to buy health insurance. So we drafted Senate Bill 97 with the assistance from members within the state government and also with members representing the county's association, County Commissioners Association, that would delineate that not only if you're indigent by design under the bill which was already in effect, the same provisions would apply to you if you were self-employed and you simply chose not to buy health insurance. What we've said is that if you could afford it under the same rules that apply if you were employed, the same rules should now apply if you were self-employed. That is all that the bill does. It simply says that just because you have chosen to be self-employed, you would still not automatically be eligible for county health or county poor relief just because you chose to try to work on your own rather than be employed by someone else. It goes on then to state that just because you are self-employed, you still have to meet the requirements of being poor in order to get the relief. It doesn't exclude you from getting it. It simply says that you have to follow the same terms and conditions as found within the other conditions that were already in effect when the 1997 bill was passed. So all we've tried to do is clarify it and simply stated that you still have to qualify, you still have to prove that you're poor. And that's really all that the bill does. I would try to answer any questions you may have on it. Otherwise, I would ask for your support of the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 97. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Benson?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Brose?
Aye.
Brown? Senator Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Dunn Jim?
Aye.
Dunn Rebecca? Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Flowers?
Aye.
Frederick?
Aye.
Hangy?
Yeah.
Senator Hangy?
Yeah.
Halverson?
Aye.
Ham?
Hutmacher,
Cleven,
Klocek,
Lang,
aye.
Lawler,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Paisley,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Rounds,
aye.
Schoner,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Valandra,
aye.
Vitter,
aye.
Whiting,
aye.
Senator Hangy. Madam President, ayes 34, excused 1.
Senate Bill 97 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.